You're my big brother, Akiva.
Really?
Who's the bigger brother? You or Yossi?
Yossi.
Okay, so the Yossi, your big brother, was watching us at the Muna IP.
That's for sure.
Event.
That's for sure.
Wine tasting event. We missed you there, but we had you in mind.
It was
a big success. A lot of good people. A lot of good energy. Maybe it could be bigger, but that would be the next one. Please God, it's a good start. And a good energy, there was a lot of good footage. Check out the Google Drive we sent, all the different pictures and videos, the intros. We gave a shout out to you a few times. Good job all around by the team. We're learning Hilke's Kriya Shema and Nesiva Sholem. One is from Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and one is from the Holy Chassidish Sefer. We're learning from your house, your own beautiful volume, Parshas Vayikra, because we don't have Shmos. The good news is we're only a parsha away, so I think we can be makdim a little bit, because it's always connected. Because the whole climax of Shmos is that we end up with a Mishkan and a Kohen Gadol, Ve'akar Pekudei, and now Vayikra is Avodas HaKorbanos, which is the point of the Mishkan and Kohen Gadol. So it's all connected. Okay, let's see the halacha in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Imru Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You're at the end of Kriya Shema. You've just said Shema with lots of Kavana. I went through it in my Tanya class today, actually, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, without saying it from the actual Sefer. I did it from memory because it's important. Some of these halachas you have to know about pair, because every day you need to say Kriya Shema with Kavana. It's not something which a person should take for granted. It's a mitzvah that's Sricha Kavana, ideally. And it's not just because you're fulfilling your chiyuv of Shulchan Aruch and you're ticking off your box of being a good Torah Jew, but for your own panemius development every day to connect into the Yichud of Hashem, the unification of Hashem in the 12 hours of the day and the 12 hours of the night, and be able to miyachid Hashem in everything you do. That is something which Klai Yisrael should want to do. Like, it's part of our love for Hashem, and we want to become one with Hashem. So it should be something that's from within, like a Hasidic sort of feeling about Yiddishkeit, that we want to bring a unification. So we went through the Shema, and we've finished, we get to the end. Imru Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's the last part of the Shema. When he recites the concluding words of the Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God, Yama Miyad Gam Tevis Emes. You should immediately recite the word Emes, or Emet, depending on how you pronounce. Yeah, Shalo Lahafsik Benayim, so as not to have any interruption between his words. So we saw this before in a previous halacha. You remember, Itamar, we learned that you shouldn't have any hafsik between certain paragraphs, certain points of connection. Like when we say Bochum, when we say Bahava, you should then say the Shema. You shouldn't have any hefsek, ideally. You can, but it's better not. So too with Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you shouldn't really have any hefsek between Elokeichem and Emes. And I mean, look, if you just think about it logically, it's because we want to say what we just said is Emes. And Emes should be also something very important and fundamental to our life, being Emet. We're Amunah IP, but it goes together with Emes v'Amunah, are two principles that we have to live by, being truthful and having Amunah. Shelo lahafsik b'neim, so as not to have any interruption between these words. Gam ashliach siba omo kein, the Chazan should also say it this way. He says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. And then he says, and he says again, Hashem Elokeichem, sorry, before he says Emes, he says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then he says again for everyone else, those three extra words, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, or Emet. So the Chazan doesn't say the first time Emet, he says it on the second time together with the previous two words, Hashem Elokeichem Emet. And then any good Siddur will show you what the Chazan says, and we all listen to that as well, because that's Mashlim. We're going to see that in a second. V'chaven kol echad, each person should pay attention to when the Chazan says these extra three words. Shomei Sholish Tevis Elu B'Pi Ashliach Sibo, to make sure to hear these three words uttered by the Chazan. Ki V'Elu Sholish Tevis, these three words, Nimshla Ramach Tevis B'Kriya Shema. These three extra words complete the 248 limbs that we all have. We're all made with 248 limbs. Yeah, spiritually, if you want to get into science, maybe there's a slight, different way of cheshbonning it out. But I think in the end, there are times in our life where we have exactly 248 limbs. And the point is, this is what the Torah is talking about on a spiritual level. So on a spiritual level, we have 248 limbs, and we have to bring them all into the yichud, all into unification. So that our whole, that's Mosai Tamarana, that our whole essence is praising Hashem.
Can you mention this? Just read this. And
we are dedicating this learning to, in the office, to the learning of Daniel Yosef Ben Chaya. So oh, Daniel Yosef Ben Chaya should have a full Refuah Shleima. And we'll hopefully only hear good news from all the people involved. And Baruch Hashem, a lot of nachas. Keneged Ramach Avarim Shabbatodim. And this corresponds to 248 limbs of a person. Matchilin, and we're just learning about the 248 limbs. So we want them to all be healthy, all the 248 parts of human being. So one of the ways is by tuning into Shema Yisrael, the 240 words of Shema, it brings our whole body into the Yichud. And when you're with Hashem, there's no illness, there's no chesronus, there's nothing lacking. Hashem is mefanes hakol and is mashal hakol. He fills it, fulfills everything, and he kol mishal eseinu, every single request we have, Hashem is b'midat tovah v'shuah v'rachamim. He gives us in a derech of goodness and mercy. This is Hashem, so we want a refuah shleima. Let's connect into his mitzvahs, especially the Shema, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. You get the full power when you say the full 248 words of it. And that's why at the end of the day, at night, you should always try and say also the full Kriya Shema, in my opinion, a Kriya Shema Lamita, because it's a big segula. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a good idea. Especially according to Arizal as well. And this corresponds to 248 limbs of a person. And after hearing the Chazan repetition of the words, everyone can carry on with V'yatziv, emes. And we say V'yatziv. Avar asa loma od pam emes. This is the mistake people might make. Don't say again the word emet again, or ms. Don't repeat it. The Chazan already did it. Yeah, just go straight to V'yatziv. But if someone's praying by himself, like I was hinting at also at night, Kriya Shema Lamita, Yama Kodem Kriya Shema should say before he's reciting the Sirisim Shema, Kel Melech Naaman. That's how he's going to get the three words. La'ashtem Shalosh Shetevis Elo Minyan Ramach. So when you're with the Chazan, he's going to give you the Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He's going to give you those three words. And we say, V'yatziv Bechulu. But if you're davening by yourself, you need those extra three words to get the 248 limbs. We say Kel Melech Naaman or El Melech Naaman, which is also Rosh Hashanah's Amen, which is the idea. So it's one of the foundations of Emunah. So when you say at night, Kriya Shema, say Kel Melech Naaman. Or even in the morning, if you know you're not going to make it in the Minyan, say Kel Melech Naaman and say the full Shema.
When you say anything?
Say you're going to miss Kriya Shema Bzman in the morning. So just try, remember to say Kel Melech Naaman if you're not going to make it in Shachris. So you said the full thing before this month.
You're saying at the end of Kippur Emet.
No, like today, let's say I dive in at 10 o'clock and after Zman, Kriya Shema, so I'll say Zman, the Kriya Shema before I get to Shul.
Yeah.
When I say the Kriya Shema, I'll say Kel Melech
Naaman. At the beginning of Shema.
Oh, okay.
It's right at the beginning. Before you say the word Shema, you add in those three words at the beginning when you're by yourself. And when you're with a Shliach Sibor, he'll mashlim you at the end. Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Yeah? But you don't say Hashem Elokeichem Emes as a Yochid. I don't know why. Maybe because it's repetition. Maybe because there's a Shema Vaya there, which is more strict about. I don't know exactly. This is like beyond my pay grade. Exactly why that and why not this and why this and why that. But this is what we do. Sometimes I've seen some reason, but I don't have the time in it on this one. Mishim is Pala B'Yechidus. One is praying alone. Should say Kel Melech Naaman. Lahashlim Sholish Tevis Minyan Ramach. Okay, so that's our learning of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch today. There's just a little note underneath. I just want to see when Shema is recited properly, each word becomes a source of well-being. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Shkavanti for one limb of the body. It's therefore important to bring the total number of words reciting the Shema to 248, or let every limb of a person be so affected. However, the total number of the words of three passages is only 245. The Chazan therefore repeats Hashem Elokeichem or by yourself. Kel Melech Naaman to get the 248 and bring Briut to your whole body. Okay, great. So we did the Shulchan Aruch. Now we're going to learn Baruch Hashem. So it's a bit longer than we thought. But
do we have this call or no?
Four o'clock. It's another hour almost. Yeah.
At 4 o'clock, so 10 o'clock. I said it. Yeah. Nine. It's 6 hours.
Oh, 6 hours. He made a mistake. Is that a problem? Should I tell him?
No, just that I put the time in on the calendar 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't.
Isn't the daylight savings different? Also, the times change a little bit, I think.
So. Sometimes Google's complicated, you know. I don't know. Are we mokul that 4 o'clock's okay? 10 o'clock your time? Be honest.
Yeah,
You want to make a bet earlier? We can try earlier. He's pretty flexible, I think.
No, well, it's in an hour from now, right?
Yeah, a bit less, yeah.
Right, okay, we can try.
Okay. We just need you there because it's important. If we're going to talk, we talk together. And we can try. Should we try and ask him if he wants to a bit earlier?
I can start doing it for 3:30, 30 minutes.
Okay, I'll ask him.
And then, Akiva?
We're either one, it's fine.
Terrific. So let's try...
This is a big part to get everyone together on the same page. I think it would be very special. Okay, where's Rafael? Okay, here he is. 3:30 PM works.
Ellie.
Yeah.
I think we should keep it.
But we'll try. We'll see what he says. Okay, we're just going to quickly now do the Siva Shalom. We started this Avodas Karbonos, and we started with the concept of Vayikra and bringing down the Kedusha of the Karbonos into all these days. And if you need to fix up a sin, you have a Korban for Chotas. If you need to bring down the Shechina, you have the whole Avodah of all the Karbonos of Shabbos and the Korban Tamid. We're going to see that there's all the different aspects, and it gives a lot of a pleasing aroma to Hashem, just like I smell a lot of the time in this office. A pleasing aroma to Hashem, literally. No, I don't mean that. I mean the food and the drink. I wasn't referring to anything else. Yeah, that other topic, especially if we're being recorded, I have no measurement of. I don't even know what we're talking about. The Sina B'Torah, Madrega Ilah Shah Kabonis, and we find in the Torah the Madrega, the higher Madrega of Kabonis, Shinema, Behem Isharech Nechayef Hashem. He says here, yeah, that the idea that there's a pleasing aroma to Hashem with the Kabonis, Isa Alzeh B'Sifri, it says in the Sifri and Shlach, Nachas Ruch Lifnei Shamati Nasa Ritzoni. They were making a pleasing aroma before that I said, you would do my will. So when you're doing Hashem's will, we're making such a reich nechach. Remember, this is a relationship. It's the ultimate shalom bias between Am Yisrael and Hashem. It's the ultimate reich nechach. Whatever imaginations you have of shalom bias that we get when we have marriage, or you know, we make go to a chasna, please God, or anything that's pleasurable in the true pure sense, the reich nechach that we made, the nachas ruach we give Hashem, we do what's in Hashem, just by the law, what we just learned now, Kriya Shema. Or anything, doing panasa with all the mitzvahs and being responsible about it and everything else for the sake of mafanas our family. This makes a tremendous nachas ruach to Hashem. I kol mitzvahs miskayim ritzono yisbarach, and that is by the mitzvahs of the kayim ritzono. So obviously a korban, which is in the Mishkan, which or the base of Mikdash, please God soon, is a tremendous nachas ruach to Hashem. Literally, there's a reich. It really is. It's geshmak. It's like a constant barbecue on the highest spiritual level. Lo nema bedrega gavur kazu shel nachas ruach lifnei Hashem yisbarach. Ela b'kabon Hashem reich nechach l'Hashem. Jinen miyuchad yesh his karvus or kabonus asher tachlis ritzoni yisbarach. So when we bring kabonus, it's the tachlis of the ratzon Hashem. Why would anyone here think that that's the tachlis of the ratzon Hashem to do kabonus? We're learning all kinds of things. Why is kabonus so choshev? After,
it's a good question.
So I would suggest, and I think it's connected to Purim, because there's nothing more important than taking this physical world, which seems to be so disconnected from Hashem, and bringing it, elevating it to Hashem. That is what we do at our table when we have a Suda, the Kavod Shabbos, the Kavod Yom Tov, the Kavod Purim. Purim is Suda is the main part of the Simchas of Purim. And so too, when we have a base of Mikdash, a Mishkan, we have a place of offering up Kabbalah. So we're elevating animal after animal. This is people's sweat and tears. Imagine how much effort went into paying for that cow and schlepping it all the way to Yerushalayim, getting it, all the thousands of other people coming that time of year, and everyone in the Regolim or whatever it is. There's always such a big effort that goes into it. And bringing that animal up instead of yourself, or giving a thanks to it, or thanks offering to Hashem, or whatever kind of korban it is, this is doing the tachlis of creation, which is to elevate everything to Hashem. Because the answer he says here, which is very similar to what we just said, is Hashem wants to have a dwelling in this world. And how does he do that? One of the most profound ways is through korbanos. Korbanos brings a dwelling, and that's why we're right now with the Chorban base of Mikdash, and we don't have a base of Mikdash yet. Hopefully, it's coming very, very soon. Amen. That we have the ability to build a place for Hashem to dwell, a literal dira, You say, I live in Efrat, and that guy lives in Yerushalayim. Well, Hashem's going to live, his Shekhinah is going to live and reside in the most concentrated way in the Beis HaMikdash. And right now, without it, he's you know, without a dira. So we're in Eretz Yisrael, we're in Yerushalayim, but he's without a full dwelling. He has our homes, he has our hearts, but he doesn't have the full manifestation of a place of korbanos, a dira tachtona. It's kind of my day, ma'aseh korbanos. Im kol zeh lamala ma'aseh zalamid al amuk ma'aseh yanim shel korbanos. And we're b'kayim through this, the action of korbanos. And im all this lamala, and this is way above our understanding, amid al amuk, the depth in Yanim Shel Korbanos, to really understand really what Korbanos is about. Shem Kodesh Kadoshim, these are holy of holy concepts and realities of doing it. Lamala Mekol Musag, it's above any understanding. Afilu B'Torah Sanista, that even in the most deepest hidden aspects of the Torah, Lo Nisprashu HaKavanesh Shel Korbanos, Krivus HaKorbanos. It doesn't actually say in the most Kabbalistic writings, even with David Cohen himself, you go to him and you ask him, why Be'emes do we bring Korbanos? Even him, on all his levels and all his understandings of Torah, he'll have to say, agree with the Nesiv Hashem and say, Lo, it's partial, it's not explicitly explained, the Kavanas of the bringing the Kavanas. Rak Hashem Yivane Beis HaMikdash is Gala Oiram. It's only once we've built the Beis HaMikdash and revealed this light, then we'll start to understand. Ach Yesh Lisbonen Lekara V'Sagazim V'Shmaris Avodis Hashem Shadei Kavanas Nikra Avoda V'God L'Kochem L'Kapa Al-Kol Avonos L'Chor Ahari Ein Shaykhiz Lekara V'Sakorban Im Ha'odim Atzmo Sh'odim Chet Ha'Behem Ha'Korvim L'Korban Eich Iskapa La'Yidei Zeh. We'll end off with this point and we'll carry on next time. Next time we learn, we'll be like Mamish, even more close to Vayikra. The idea that when we're a person is able, please God, to do Avodis Hashem, and through that, he'll call his avoda similar to the concept of korbanos. It will be great, the strength to mechape on his sins. When you do avodah Hashem, when you daven, and you say slachlanu, or you say ashamnu, this, the whole concept of just saying these words, vidui, or actually even better, bringing a korban chatas when we have a base of mikdash that it's able to cleanse us, this whole thing, we don't really understand it. How can it mechaper, what's the connection between this animal going offered and the thing you did? Doesn't seem so direct. But the point is, what's the point? That it does, it works. It's a system that Hashem put into creation that it cleans us up and it brings the biggest kapara. And we just have to be mamin, that's all our thing. You know, it's a big avoda of emunah as well, the whole thing of korbanos. So our people don't understand it. There are parts, even sects of Judaism, who don't really make such a deal out of these parshas because they think it's like, it's gavain, it's something that was. Like really, yeah, like, you know, Markesha to our generation. No, we learn it with Emunah, that by learning about it, it's as if we're doing it, and that gives us a connection to all the awe and all the avoda, and it generates a rot and a will in us to want to do it l'maisa. And that, nice. And we get to taste a little bit ma'ain of it when we do our sudas and everything, that are doma, are similar to it, like our tables of Mizbech, and we're offering up our korbanos. So we have to realize that every day we have opportunities to be a little bit like a Avodah Beis HaMikdash, but we have to keep davening for the Yabonim Beis HaMikdash for the final Gula.
It's just saying that's a great finish too, yeah. Because you know, you read the parsha, it's so technical and so like, sure. You can't even relate. It's like, oh, when this psalm board is this thing, and it's like reading a diagram.
Yeah, it can be distant to us, but that's why when you learn with Chassidus, it opens up, and now you start thinking, Isha Reich Nechal Hashem, that's a pasuk. And you start thinking, I'm giving a Reich Nechal Hashem in doing Kabbalah. So learning about it, I'm making a Nachas Ruach Hashem. And you start getting into the whole Indian, when I do Ratzon Hashem, I'm making a Nachas Ruach Hashem. So now it starts to become a bit more alive and relatable. When I'm eating Sudas, Shabbos Kohl, I'm making a like kilo, I'm elevating this food to you, Hashem, like a Korban. Yeah, that's the kind of starts, you start to have those kind of Kavanas that connect you through a Chilo and Shtia to the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. You start to like, feel connected more in a deeper way, and then you can connect the parshas to your real life a little bit more. But that's why Chassidus is very important. It gives us the panemius of what's going on, so it shouldn't just become dry.
Very beautiful.